David, the whole telecommunications industry is just exploding. People just are so fascinated with devices. What's going on?
I think it really comes down to the consumer, whether it be a business consumer or just a residential consumer out of your home, is just the ability to do anything anywhere, whether that be a cell phone, an iPad, or an iPhone, or the other PDAs that are available in the market. Just kind of do anything anywhere.
Which is not always necessarily a good thing, or at least it doesn't reduce stress.
No, Tom, you're right. The worst part about being accessible anywhere, anytime, is that you're accessible anywhere, anytime. So where do you get to push the off button, and when do you call it quits? And sometimes working 24/7 almost every day can create a little extra stress and anxiety. Sometimes tough to get away.
You know, we were in Chicago recently, and we walked by the Apple store up there. And first of all, it's amazing to me, even here in Kenwood, the number of people that always seem to be in the Apple store. But the fascinating thing is I was going to get Tom an iPad for Father's Day, and not even thinking that you'd have to wait on a list for like days to be able to even get one. I mean, the fascination of people who want these devices is incredible.
Yeah, I would agree. The first iPhone sold like crazy. It was very difficult to get one. And then the iPad came along and eclipsed those sales. And then furthermore, the new iPhone 4 that's coming out, they're projecting that'll surpass both. So at the end of the day, people do like their gadgets, and Apple's has always been a very good marketing company.
You know, we hear a lot about voice over internet as sort of the new wave of telecommunications. And I know when we moved probably 3.5 years ago now, we looked at that and at that time determined, or someone helped us determine, that that wasn't necessarily stable enough. What's the status of that these days?
Well, that's a great question. The status today is it is commercial grade now. It is a stable way of doing your telephone calling or your telephony. In the past, it wasn't, partially because the equipment wasn't there, partially because the bandwidth needed was very expensive. Those costs have come down dramatically. So as a result, people can get the proper equipment along with the necessary bandwidth it takes in order to keep things synonymous to what you expect today from Ma Bell and copper, you know, old POTS type old telephony services.
And is that more of a business issue as opposed to your telephone at home?
You see your Skypes at home, you see your Vonage at home. I wouldn't say that that's business grade mm-hmm. services. You actually need a phone system with some sophisticated, with QoS built into it, quality of service, some routers that can do some prioritizing and so forth. So it's a little bit different, home versus the business.
Well, and not to get too technical here, but your company, ATC, actually goes in and helps organizations determine the type of equipment they need and other services to save them more money, correct?
Correct.
Because it's
very confusing.
The type
of equipment, the providers that are going to that offer a solution that's the best match for their needs, as well as just making sure the customers don't overpay for them, and then ongoing support, we never go away. We're always involved with the customer, so.
Well, David, we're out of time today, but I'd like to continue this conversation tomorrow talking about our fascination with telecommunications.
I look forward to it. Thank you.